The Osgood File, sponsored by BASF, enabling its customers to meet the current and future needs of society. BASF, we create chemistry. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. San Andreas was the big box office hit last weekend.
Emma.
Oh, my God.
I ducked under the desk just watching the trailer. But is any of it true?
Fact or fiction, most of the high-rises in L.A. fall down.
More after this from Charlie. If this movie doesn't get you to lay in your 7 days of earthquake supplies, forget it.
Are you saying the whole San Andreas fault might go up?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
San Andreas makes the total destruction of California seem inevitable. Seismologists, of course, have been warning everybody to be prepared for a disaster in California for a long time now, but this movie is so spectacular and so over the top, seismologists are actually trying to walk it back. CBS's John Blackstone talked with USGS seismologist Lucy Jones.
The fault can't open up.
So we're not going to fall in.
We're not going to fall in.
Fact or fiction, most of the high-rises in L.A. fall down.
Most coming down, fiction. A few, potentially fact.
You will feel it on the East Coast.
Fact or fiction? They're going to feel this in New York?
No, absolute fiction.
I see it!
Huge tsunami hits San Francisco.
Tsunami was too big for anywhere. You have to have a subduction zone to create it. We don't have it in San Francisco. Nope.
But, spoiler alert, there is one message you can take home with you.
It was great to see the seismologist ordering people out of the doorways and under the table.
Yes. Hello, if for some reason Lucy is wrong and the movie is right, and a 200-foot tidal wave heaves a cruise ship on top of your little table.
I've been safe and warm.
I'm moving to Kansas. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.